Japan has changed its plan for cleaning up the Fukushima nuclear plant. The change further delays the removal of used nuclear fuel that has remained in cooling pools since the 2011 disaster. The removal process is difficult because of high radiation levels and other risks, but the government and the plant's owner, Tokyo Electric Power, or TEPCO, are aiming to complete the task within 30 to 40 years. After the earthquake and tsunami, more than 4,700 fuel rod units remain at the 3 melted reactors and 2 surviving reactors. The fuel rods present a high risk because their storage pools are uncovered. If another major disaster were to cause a loss of water, the fuel rods could melt, releasing radiation. Their removal was first planned in 2018, but it has now been postponed for up to 10 years in order to reduce radiation and to clear other waste. TEPCO has been unable to release 1.2 million tons of water kept in nearly 1,000 tanks at the Fukushima Center. It is feared that the release of radioactive water will harm fishing and agriculture in the area. The plant can only store up to 1.37 million tons of water, and the amount of water is growing by 170 tons every day because it is used to cool the melted fuel inside the reactors. At this rate, TEPCO says the plant will run out of storage space by the summer of 2022. Japan's government recently wrote a proposal to release the water after treatment. The water is still somewhat radioactive, but TEPCO says further treatment can remove all but radioactive tritium to levels acceptable for release. Experts say tritium is not harmful to humans in small amounts and has been regularly released from nuclear plants around the world. The biggest difficulty for Japan is the removal of an estimated 880 tons of melted fuel from Fukushima's 3 severely damaged reactors. The amount is 6 times larger than what was found after the 1979 Three Mile Island partial meltdown in the United States.